Went to a restaurant the other day. I asked the waiter for some soup, and there was a fly buzzing around. I said, "Sir, there's a fly in my soup. I didn't order this." So the guy goes, he goes back in the kitchen, gives me another bowl. And I said, "Sir, there's a fly in my soup flying around. You know, what do you want me to do?" I said, "Go get the manager and please tell him there's a fly flying around." I said, "Sir, I didn't order fly soup. What the heck does he think he's doing, a backstroke?" Don't ever get yourself in a relationship because they drive you local. How many guys have any girlfriends? Anybody? You go to a movie and you're going on a date here. Now we're getting somewhere. About dates. Don't ever get your girlfriend popcorn. She might eat like a pig. Women in their makeup. I'm going to tell you something. Don't ever get a woman wearing makeup. You might take it off. You might break a mirror, for God's sake. Mirrors? You ever try looking at yourself in the mirror while you're shaving? You might cut yourself. Don't ever have kids because they're terrible. You tried having kids. They sit there and they start running around. "Oh, Mom, I want this. Oh, I want that." You know, if you're going to get married and everything else, you got to keep a wife if you're married. On the other hand, I'm not married. You know, I went to my barber the other day. I asked him if I wanted a second opinion. I said, "No, I was bald." Don't ever have a dog because you don't know if they're going to get a haircut or not. So I went to the doctor's office and I said, "My foot hurts." I said, "Can I get a second opinion?" The doctor walked in and I said, "Can I get a second opinion?" I said, "Are you ugly too?" Talked to a plumber the other day. I called him on the phone and everything else. And I had asked him, "Do you have my sink fixed?" And I called him on the phone 3 times. I called him once and I said, "Just tell me to come out here and fix it." As the day goes on, I call him again. I asked him, "Can you please fix my sink?" And he didn't. And I called him 3 times, and I said, can you please fix my sink?" I said, "There's water all over my bathroom." I said, "Why didn't you mop it?" I said, "I did. You came out here and fixed my sink, but I told you not to fix my toilet because it wasn't my toilet, it was my sink. And I had to flood all over the place." Don't ever use an appliance. If your cooking tools are going to be turned out to be burnt. Anybody use a blender? Any of the fellas use a blender? Well, I'll say something. Woo! Anybody in the audience use a blender?
Yeah!
Well, anybody?
Woo!
Well, don't ever use a blender. I'm telling you something. You might find frog legs in there. What goes 10 miles per hour? A frog in a blender. What has 2 legs and can't walk? A frog in a blender. You talk about stove. Anybody uses a stove? Well, anybody uses a stove, don't ever plug it in because you might cause a fire. Okay, I walk into a bar. Guy asked me, "Do you have change for $1? I said, "Sir, I told you no." Goes up to the second guy, asks the guy the same question. I said, "Sir, you just asked him. Now you're going to sit there and ask me, do you have change for $1? Because I have to make a phone call." So, goes up to the third guy, asks the guy the same question. I said, "Do you have change for $1? I said, "No." I said, "Sir, you just asked that guy over there, then you asked the first guy, then you asked the second guy, and then you asked the fifth guy. Then he sits there and goes around by the fifth guy." I said, "Sir, you got change for $1 because I have to make a phone call." He asked the first guy, the second guy, and the third guy. I said, "Sir, why don't you ask the bartender for change for a $1? He goes all the way over there, asks the guy for change. I said, "Why?" "Because my house is burning." Don't ever go in an elevator. I'm telling you, these elevators go up and down. You can't get back down. Sir, you, don't ever get yourself a cell phone. It's too darn cheap. It might break it. Yeah, anybody drive a car. Why anybody drive a car? Then why are you going to sell a car if he doesn't have any tires? Get the hell out. We're talking about gas stations here. Now we're getting somewhere. So the guy walks in into the gas station, and he fills up his car with gasoline. He goes up to the cashier, the man sitting there, and he goes, where's the bathroom? I said, the bathroom's on the other side, sir. I told you. I said, sir, you don't have the key. I said, why don't you go in into the store and ask the guy for the key? He came back, got the key, opened the door. I said, sir, you just went already. I said, what the heck are you doing in a woman's bathroom? You're supposed to be in the bathroom. What do you are? I think you are. A woman? Jesus. You think he's a woman? My name is Nate Richard. I hope you had a couple of laughs tonight. Just make sure you tip the waitress. And the door hits in the ass. Good night.